Tonight, the debate over masks now centering on kids after the CDC's newly released summer camp guidelines. The agency now says children and staff who haven't yet been vaccinated should wear masks when indoors. Outside, they can lose the masks, except in areas with a high number of cases, crowded spaces, or prolonged close contact. If all campers and staff members are fully vaccinated, no masks or social distancing are required. Dr. Monica Gandhi says she supports the camp guidelines, but hopes the CDC will change come fall.
I hope that my child's school is no masks, no distancing, no cohorting, and normal in the fall.
And that there are social consequences to masks.
It's a lot about learning about how to form your vowels and learning about, when you're younger, how to form your ways of speech. And it is covering up the mouth.
The CDC currently recommends universal masking and social distancing in schools. Georgia is the latest state to restrict school mask mandates, following Texas, Iowa, and Idaho.
I think that the CDC guidance should specify a certain metric, again, clean metric, of when you lift indoor masking for children. That would be in school and that would be in a store.
Advocates for demasking point to CDC data that shows virus transmission rates among kids are lower. One California mom says her first grader hates wearing a mask.
She has a hard time playing soccer because she feels like a blanket is covering her mouth when she's trying to breathe. And it was like literally the most heartbreaking thing.
Currently, only one vaccine is cleared for use on kids 12 to 17 years of age. About 21% of that group has received at least one first dose. Vaccine trials are still underway for kids 12 and under, making masks for kids a debate we may be having for some time.